was you had to produce something that you could present to grade six children. And the other thing, of course, was that you had to do a written exam that was assessed. Now, this is what one student produced. He wrote it, and you'll hear Gail and I reading it. He drew it, and if you're close enough, and I notice no one's moved, so you must all be able to see, if you're close enough, you will see that every page number, and there are 36, each page number has its own little fish symbol. So it was quite an incredible project. We were blown away when he actually presented it, particularly as one other student, who's now a pastor, brought in a baby's bath full of water, and he had some little boats on it, and he thought that it would be good for grade six children to use the hairdryer to blow the boats across the water. He hadn't thought that if the hairdryer fell in the water, there could be trouble, but anyhow, this is it. So this is a tale of Joe and a whale. This is the tale of a fish, not a whale, and a certain young fella named Jonah. He was not a bad bloke who was keen on a joke, but sometimes was bit of a moaner.
Now, on Friday night, Joe was feeling all right as he arrived back home on his scooter, and he walked in the door and then suddenly saw "You've got mail" flash on his computer.
Now, something was wrong. That screen shouldn't be on, and that, Jonah thought, was quite odd. Now, just what could this mean? So he clicked on the screen, and the message said, "This is from God."
"G'day, Jonah, my friend. I know it's a weekend, but I've got an important itinerary. You're leaving tonight on the 6:40 flight, and your end destination is Nineveh. Nineveh's very rough, and I've had enough. There they lie, steal and kill, and they're cruel. Someone's got to be sent to tell them to repent, and the someone I'm sending is you."
Then the screen just went blank, and Jonah's heart sank when he thought of the task that God gave him. If he did what God said, he might well end up dead. And besides, why did God want to save them? See, the word got round about Nineveh town. They were evil, all right, like God said. They're the scum of the earth, and the risk they weren't worth. God ought to just punish them instead.
So Jonah that night missed the 6:40 flight and decided to escape God's detection, to plan his own trip on a sleek new cruise ship to Spain in the other direction.
As he set sail for Spain, Jonah thought, what a pain. All these things that God seems to want done. Well, I've had enough with this dumb preaching stuff, and this time I'm just going to have fun.
So Joe drank and he ate, and he partied till late, and finally went to his bunk yawning. But as he slept on board and he dreamed and he snored, Cyclone Jezebel arose without warning.
Now the Bureau of Met hadn't spotted it yet. It took captain and crew by surprise, and they started to panic. They'd all seen the Titanic, because they thought that the ship would capsize.
But Joe slept in his bed. To the world he was dead, until Captain Matt shook him roughly. "Don't just sleep there, you clown. Can't you see we might drown? So now pray to your God," he said gruffly.
"God? Oh, no, not that bloke," said Joe as he woke. "This cyclone must all be his doing. Now, I bet it sounds odd, but I'm running from God, and so now it's me he's pursuing. 'Cause you see, I said no when he told me to go and to preach in old Nineveh city. I was heading for Spain, so it's just me to blame, and now we'll all drown. What a pity. But wait, listen here, I've got an idea. Perhaps if you'd like to survive, Toss me into the sea, because God only wants me, and perhaps then the storm will subside.
But I couldn't do that, exclaimed Captain Matt, because you see, I'm a bit of a purist. I just wouldn't think to throw you in the drink. And besides, you're a high-paying tourist.
But the storm went on longer and the wind just got stronger and the waves all around them roared. They'd soon be out of time. Captain Matt changed his mind. Perhaps we should throw Joe overboard.
Now the ship's gonna tip and throw us in the rip. Any minute the ship'll capsize. We've got nothing to lose, so I guess we should choose to throw poor Joe over the side.
And so the crew turfed Jonah into the surf, and as he disappeared with a splash, all the crew members gasped, because the sea was like glass. Cyclone Jezebel was gone in a flash.
Suddenly the wind dropped, suddenly the waves stopped, and the clouds almost instantly cleared. Then the crew thanked the Lord and they looked overboard for poor Jonah, but he disappeared.
Jonah sank down till he knew he would drown and be fish food. With fish it was teeming. And then he saw one, it must weigh 40 ton. And Joe figured he must be dreaming.
As soon as it saw him, the huge fish came straight for him, and poor Jonah's heart turned to jelly. And then with a slurp and a gulp and a burp, Jonah found himself inside its belly.
Now, in the fish belly, there wasn't a telly. So Jonah began to get bored. But he knew that God saved him, and so then he praised him, and he started to pray to the Lord.
After 3 days and nights, Joe was still all right. Not even his toes were digested. But he wanted some food, so without being too rude, God, can I please leave? He requested.
And God granted his wish and commanded the fish to vomit him out on dry land. And the fish rolled about, and then Jonah came out, and he laughed as his feet touched the sand.
The beach where he was thrown was 5 minutes from home, from the place where we started this tale. Joe walked in the front door. It was just like before. His computer screen read, "You've got mail."
Jonah started to nod because he knew it was God, and this time he could not disobey. So on the 6:40 flight with the Ninevites, he told them just what God wanted to say.
Now you Nineveh mob, you who bash, lie and rob, I've a message from God whom I serve. You've got 40 days and nights to set your lives right, or else you'll cop what you deserve.
When the jumbo touched down, Joe did not mess around. Straight to the newspapers he went, and on the 6 o'clock news he told them the blues, you've just got 40 days to repent.
Then the news reached King Ben as he watched Channel 10. Jonah's words, if you don't change your ways, God will burn your town, bruz, and I hope that he does. Just remember, you've got 40 days. God's the one who can save, show you how to behave, and to him this whole town's got to turn. And if you work that out, which I personally doubt, then perhaps Nineveh will not burn.
For 3 days, Joe preached, and most people he reached, and then checked out of his hotel. Then he left town in haste, telling God, what a waste. These scumbags won't change, I can tell.
Not too far out of town, he sat himself down at a lookout, and from up there he reckoned he'd see what God would do, and he'd have a good view of Sodom and Gomorrah the second.
He sat in the hot sun, and it wasn't much fun, until God over his head grew a vine. Now he sat in the shade, and his Game Boy he played, thinking, to Nineveh God won't be so kind.
But Joe was in error. His words had struck terror, in the people of Nineveh town. And they all lamented and from their sins repented, and all before God they kneeled down.
And so God determined that he wouldn't burn them because they from their sins had repented, and he showed them compassion in his loving fashion, and from their destruction relented.
But Jonah was livid. His vine had all withered, eaten by a worm God had sent there. Now his skin was sunburnt, and still worse, he had learnt that Nineveh town God would spare.
God, why have compassion? You should have just thrashed them and burnt that dump down to the ground. But now you've relented, because they've repented, I wish that you left me to drown.
But God spoke to Jonah and said to the boner, now listen to what I say to you. You should be overjoyed the town wasn't destroyed because of the word I spoke through you. You just took for granted the vine that I planted, and yet you were upset when it fell. If Nineveh had fried, many people would have died. Shouldn't I care about them as well? Now you ran away and you disobeyed, but with the fish I rescued you. Now these people have learned from their sins they have turned. Shouldn't I want to let them live too?
And so Jonah learned that God's grace is not earned, that he